Number 103. The Two Mayors. The grand investiture of the popular new mayor was an invigorating affair for the town. The whole town was irradiated in glorious sunshine on that fine spring morning. Fountains all over the town were iridescent. The iridescence could be seen in the water as it sprayed. The ceremony was conducted with ironclad security. It almost hadn't taken place. With this man as mayor, anyway. The outgoing mayor had seemed invulnerable. He had inveigled his way to power, and had even tried to invalidate the legitimate candidacy of his opponent. He had constantly inveighed against his worthy opponent, using irksome and ironic language. But his opponent's supporters had proved irrepressible, rather than irresolute, as he had hoped. Indeed, the invective he unleashed had irked undecided voters. Many of the points he made during debates were irrelevant, and the damage that caused his campaign appeared irremediable. His comments had proved as invidious as he had hoped, only they rebounded and didn't hit the intended target. The election campaign was invigorated as a result. It was previously widely expected that the incumbent would win easily, but the irony was that the incumbent had made his irreproachable opponent almost invincible. According to opinion polls, the positions of the two candidates were inverted almost overnight, and close supporters of the incumbent admitted that the situation was probably irreparable and irredeemable. This made the incumbent even more irate. He was irascible, and in his ire, he fired almost his entire campaign team. Once the whole election was over, the police decided to investigate the campaign finances of the defeated mayor. They discovered numerous false invoices, an inventory that simply didn't add up, and irreconcilable amounts of money donated to and spent on his mayoral campaign. In all, there was irrefutable evidence of inveterate corruption, and it certainly wasn't involuntary. The supposedly inviolable reputation of a mayor had been destroyed, and the outgoing mayor committed suicide on the day after the result was declared by drinking an excessive amount of iodine. His suicide note was smudged with iodine, and the only three words that could be made out were invigilate, iota, and irreducible, and no one could figure out what they meant in this context. The new mayor pointed out that corruption was unfortunately ineradicable, but that he would invoke new laws to create an inverse situation to that which had existed before, a situation where corruption was kept to a minimum. This invocation was successful.